KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the rainy and rotten conditions today, the weather today with thunderstorms and plenty of rain already happening, and more thunderstorms in the forecast for today has canceled some events around the area. Southwest Iowa Senior Golf for today has been canceled due to the weather conditions. Also, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has postponed some of their championship events that were scheduled for today. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls Golf Championships at Fox Run Golf Course in Council Bluffs has been postponed until tomorrow. Also, the Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Golf Championships at Glenwood Golf and Country Club postponed until Tuesday. And the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tennis Championships, the Boys Tennis Championships, scheduled for today at the Red Oak Sports Complex, they have also been postponed until tomorrow. So again, that's those events postponed until Tuesday due to the weather conditions today. Just looking back at some high school activities on Saturday, the Audubon Wheeler Girls Golf Invitational Saturday was called after nine holes due to the weather. Panorama was the team champion. They shot 223. Exira EHK shot a 260. They were the runners-up. Also, the medalist was Georgia Weidel of Audubon. She shot 44, had the low round. Alexis Fabian of Audubon has the second-best round. She shot 45 and was runner-up medalist in that event Saturday. Also in girls golf at the Spencer tournament, Kemper Catholic won the team title with a 397 total, while Spencer was second with a 407. McKenna Ludwig of Kemper Catholic was the runner-up medalist, shooting a 91 in that event on Saturday. Also in boys golf at the Kemper Golf Invitational up in Carroll Saturday, it was Webster City winning the title. They shot a 312 team total. Panorama shooting 315 was the runner-up. Atlantic placing third. They shot 319, three strokes better than Kemper Catholic, who was fourth. St. Edmund with a 344 placing fifth in that meet Saturday. Some of the Atlantic scores include Ben Reno shooting a 76 on Saturday, and that was good for runner-up medalist honors in that event. Jake Olson and Matt Gearhart each posted 80. Kyle Nelson shot 83 Saturday to help lead the Atlantic boys golf team in that meet. Also Saturday in high school soccer play and girls action, Underwood won the Creston tournament as they defeated Boone 7-0 and downed Creston 10-0. In boys soccer, it was Riverside winning the Creston tournament as Riverside defeated Centerville 1-0 by forfeit, and they defeated Creston by a score of 3-0 in Saturday's soccer action. In Major League Baseball action from Sunday, Gregory Polanco hit a three-run homer and John Jaso added a two-run drive to lead Garrett Cole and the Pittsburgh Pirates over the St. Louis Cardinals 10-5. Cole gave up two runs and six hits over six innings. He struck out seven and walked a couple. Mark Melancon relieved with the bases loaded in the ninth inning and got Yadier Molina to ground into a game-ending double play for his ninth save. Michael Wacha lost his third consecutive decision for only the second time in his career, the first coming in 2014. He allowed four runs on six hits and two walks over six innings. In his last three starts against the Pirates, Wacha has given up 15 runs and 20 hits over 14 and a third innings. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Philadelphia beating Miami 6-5, Milwaukee down Cincinnati 5-4. Arizona went 11 innings, beating Atlanta 5-3. The Chicago Cubs got a walk-off home run from Javier Baez in the 13th inning, posting a 4-3 win over Washington. Colorado beat San Francisco 2-0, and the New York Mets edging San Diego by a final of 4-3. In the American League on Sunday, Josh Tomlin stayed undefeated and again helped Cleveland bounce back after a loss, leading the Indians to a 5-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Tomlin worked into the seventh inning and became the first Indians pitcher to win his first five outings since Justin Masterson in 2011. Tomlin is 12-0 in 13 starts following a loss since the beginning of last season. Carlos Santana and Mike Napoli homered off Edinson Volquez as the Indians took 2 of 3 from the defending World Series champions. Eric Hosmer homered for the Royals. They're just 3-9 over their last 12 games. Elsewhere in the American League on Sunday, it was Texas defeating Detroit 8-3. Baltimore outslugged Oakland 11-3. The White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1. Houston down Seattle 5-1. Tampa Bay a 3-1 winner over the LA Angels. And it was Boston downing the New York Yankees by a final of 5-1. Also in interleague play on Sunday, the LA Dodgers down Toronto by a 4-2 final. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder have turned their Western Conference semifinal series into a best of three. That series is tied at two games apiece after the Thunder dominated the second half in a 111-97 triumph against the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs carried an 8-point lead into the third quarter before Oklahoma City outscored San Antonio 66-44 the rest of the way, including 34-16 in the final period. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 41 points, hitting 14-for-25 from the field. Durant scored 29 points on 10-for-13 shooting in the second half. Game 5 is set for Tuesday. That'll be in San Antonio. The Cleveland Cavaliers have swept themselves into the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavs have followed their four-game elimination of Detroit by taking four straight from Atlanta for the second consecutive year. Kevin Love drained 8 three-pointers while scoring a team-high 27 points in the Cavaliers' 100-99 victory over the Hawks. Love also had a team-leading 13 rebounds, while Kyrie Irving contributed 21 points. LeBron James delivered 21 points and 10 rebounds to help himself reach the conference finals for the sixth consecutive season. The Cavaliers will next face the winner of the Miami-Toronto series. Toronto leads that series 2-1. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning are 4 wins away from advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second straight year. The Lightning have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a stifling 4-0 win over the New York Islanders at Tampa Sunday afternoon. Victor Hedman scored twice, and Nikita Kucherov notched his league-leading 9th goal of the postseason to ice that Game 5 victory. Ben Bishop handled 28 shots in his 5th career postseason shutout. Tampa Bay took control of that series with back-to-back overtime wins at Brooklyn. The Lightning also held Islanders star John Tavares without a point over the final 4 games after he scored the eventual game winner in the series opener. In golf, James Hahn won the PGA's Wells Fargo Championship in a one-hole playoff with Roberto Castro. Hahn bogeyed the 18th in regulation for a 2-under 70 that left him 9-under for the tournament. He had missed the cut in his previous 8 tournaments before earning his 2nd PGA Tour victory. Jesper Parnevik closed with 5-under 67 to win the Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club near Houston. Parnevik was 12-under in the Champions Tour event. That was 4 strokes better than David Frost, Mike Goods, and Jeff Maggart. And in college football news, Alabama-Birmingham running back Gregory Bryant has been declared brain dead just a day after he was found shot in a car on Interstate 95 in South Florida. A statement from the West Palm Beach, Florida police says that the shooting of the 21-year-old recruit is now classified as a homicide. Bryant started his career at Notre Dame and spent last season attending ASA College, where he played in just 1 game. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.